Maseches Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Gittin Psulim. The Imnifes Havlat Kasher. The following three Gittin are Pasul Midrabbanan. But since they are Kasher to Araisa, if she gets remarried with this get, any child that she has from that marriage will be Kasher. The child will not be a Mamzer. Kasa Biksav Yado Ve'ena Lovedo. The first get, which is Kasher Midrabbanan and Pasul Midrabbanan, is a get that is written in the handwriting of the Baal, but no Edom signed on the get. As since the get was written in the handwriting of the Baal, there is no need midaraisa for Edom. As we know, this get is not forged, since we know the Baal himself wrote the get. Just since the Rabbanan were metaken that you have to write a date on the get, and there are no Edom that signed on this get, it is as if there is no date, as we have no confirmation that the date is correct. As opposed to if there were Edom that signed on the get, the Edom that signed on the get are made that this man is correct. The Rabbanan were metaken that a get must have a date on it. Two reasons are given for that. One reason is maybe somebody's wife will be mezana tachtav, and there will be Edom that are made and bezdin that she was mezana while she was married, and she would be chayav nisa. And maybe her husband will feel bad for her, as maybe she is a relative of his, maybe he married his niece, and he will want to save her from getting killed, so therefore he will give her a get without a date, and then she will bring the get to Bezdin and claim she was already divorced at the time she was mezana. A second reason given is that the Chachamim allow the husband to take the pears of the Nichsim Alug of the Isha. Any pears that grow on the property that belongs to the Isha, the husband has the right to take them. And if there was no date on the get, the husband can continue taking the pears even after he divorced her, and she has no way of proving when she received the get from the Baal. Yeshal of Edom ve'en bozman. The second get, which is Kasher Midaraisa and Pasul Midrabbanan, is a get that has Edom that signed on the get, but does not have his mind. As we said, the Rabbanan were metaken that a date has to be written on the get, so therefore, a get without a date is Pasul Midrabbanan. Yesh bozman ve'en bo ela ed echad. A third get, which is Kasher Midaraisa and Pasul Midrabbanan, is a get that has a date, but only one aid signed on the get. Hari elu shloisha gittin psulim. The Imnifes Havlat Kasher. These three Gittin are Pasul Midrabbanan, but if she gets remarried with this get, any child that she had from that marriage will be Kasher, the child will not be a Mamzer. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Afal Pisha Eina Lov Edom, Elishanas Mula, Bifne Edom Kasher. Rabbi Lezer says that even if there are no Edom signed on the get is Kasher Lichatchila, as long as the get was given to the Isha in front of Edom, that there were Edom present at the time the Baal gave the get to the Isha. As Rabbi Lezer holds, Edom Mesira Karti. Rabbi Lezer says the most important thing is to have Edom that are present at the time the Baal gives the get to the Isha. If there are no Edom present at that time, then the get would be possible according to Rabbi Lezer, but there is no need for Edom to sign on the actual get. The Goyve Menechasa Mishubara. You can collect from property which is collateral for a loan with a star that does not have Edom. As Rabbi Lezer holds that we say by a regular star also Edom Mesira Karti. So therefore, if somebody makes a loan and the Lova gives him a star, even if there are no Edom signed on the star, as long as there were Edom present when the Lova gave the Malva the star, the Malva can collect from the property of the Lova. Even if the Lova has sold the property to somebody else, the Malva could take the star and then collect that property from the person who bought them if the Lova no longer has any more property to pay back the Malva. As only a loan that was made with the star can the Malva collect from the Chasam Meshuvadim from property that was sold, and according to Rabbi Lezer, even though the star has no Edom, that is considered a good star, and you can collect from the Chasam Meshuvadim. She'ena Edom Chosmin al Haget Ela Mipnei Tikana Olam. According to Rabbi Lezer, the only reason that they are nohag to sign Edom on the get is because of a Tikkun HaOlam, which is that the Rabbanim were afraid that maybe the Edom Mesira would die. And when the Isha wants to get remarried with the get, and she brings the get to Bezdin, Bezdin will tell her, bring the Edom Mesira to Bezdin to be made that they saw the Baal give the get to the Isha. And if the Edom are no longer alive, or if the Edom went overseas, she will not be able to get remarried with the get alone. So therefore, the Rabbanim said, even according to Rabbi Lezer, it is better that the Edom should sign on the get. That way, when she brings the get to Bezdin with Edom signed on it, we can assume that the get was done by Hechsher and that it was given to her in front of Edom Mesira, and she would be able to get remarried with the get even though she does not bring the Edom Mesira to Bezdin. The Sechet Gittin Perek Test Mishnah Hay. Shnayin Shesolchu Shnei Gittin Shavim. two people sent two similar gittin to their wives. Both people had the same names, and their wives had the same names, and they came from the same town. Then it's arvu, the two gittin got mixed up before they were given to their wives. Noisin shnam lazu, ushnam lazu. Both gittin have to be given to both wives, since we do not know which get is for which wife. Lefichach avar echad mehen harei asheni batul. Therefore, if one of them gets lost before they are given to their wives, then the second one is also batul. The reason being is we do not know whose get the second one is, so therefore the second one cannot be given to either one of them. Chamisha shakasu kla betocha get. Each ploini megarish ploinis, uploini ploinis, v'ha'edem momato. Five people wrote one general get for all five of them. Inside the get it says so-and-so divorces so-and-so, and so-and-so divorces so-and-so, and edem are signed on the bottom. Kulang sherim v'inasein l'ko achas v'achas. All of the gittin are kosher, and the get should be given to each one of these five wives, and all five of them will be divorced with this get. As the get is one big general get for all five of them, and there is one zman in this get, so therefore, when the edom sign on the bottom, they are signing on all of the gittin, and therefore all of them are kosher. Haya kasev taifes l'ko achas v'achas v'ha edom momata, esha edom nikrin imo kosher. But if there is a separate nusach for each one of these gittin, that each get is written separately and each one has its own zman, and the edim are signed on the bottom, then only the bottom get is kosher, as the edim are signed only on the bottom get. We have no proof that the edim are signing on the gittin that are written on top of the bottom get, and therefore only the bottom one is kosher, since each get has its own nusach with its own zman, so they are separate gittin, and the edim that are signed on the bottom are signing only on the bottom get, as opposed to the previous case where the get is written as a general get with only one zman for all five of them. So therefore, when the edim sign on the bottom, they are signing on all five of the gittin, and therefore they are all kosher. But according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds edim mesira karti, like we saw in the previous mishnah, that he holds that edim do not have to be signed in the get. The important thing is that edim should be present when the get is given to the isha. Then he will hold that even when all five of the gittin have their own zman, still the get could be kosher. That even though the edim are signed only on the bottom of the get, that doesn't matter, as since we are giving this get in front of edim mesir, we do not need edim signed on the get. So according to Rabbi Lezer, even in that case, all five will be kosher, and we can give the get to all five of them.